Hello and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for the show. Today, we're going to spend a little time getting to know ESET Canada. Many of you are no doubt familiar with the security vendor, but it's relatively new to the market in terms of an expanding in-country presence that just began here in Canada last year. James Chalmers, Director of Sales and Partner Alliances for ESET Canada, joins us to discuss the company's long roots in Canada in terms of research and development, its present in terms of how it's building the channel in the Canadian market, and its future as that continues to grow. James also touches on the company's new partnership with Ingram Micro Canada on the distribution side, what makes for an ideal ESET partner, and much more. So let's get right into it. My chat with James Chalmers. Jim, thanks so much for taking the time.
No, thank you for talking to me today.
I wanted to start off with sort of introducing ESET a little bit to the channel community. Obviously, a brand that's been around for quite some time, been the Canadian market for quite some time, but sort of significantly expanded over the last 15 months or so with the launch of an office last year in Toronto. Can you tell us a little bit about that decision to expand, kind of what was behind it and what you guys are hoping to accomplish here in the Canadian market?
Certainly. People actually don't realize we've been kind of doing business in Canada, albeit supported out of the San Diego office since 1999. So although we're new to the Canadian market in that we have a Canadian presence, we have been doing business here for quite some time. And really, we opened up the Canadian office mostly because of demand. We had a significant user base in Canada before we even had salespeople here, but also because ESET really believes that we need to be part of the community. We have a research office in Montreal, which has been open there since 2009. So it was important for ESET, specifically as a privately held company that wants to be part of the community and kind of give back, to really have an office and be part of the Canadian marketplace. We also wanted to kind of address the idiosyncrasies of the Canadian market. You know, when I talk about Canada to any of my U.S. counterparts, I kind of say, we're not special, we're just a little different. So it's important for us to kind of be in the marketplace and kind of address those idiosyncrasies.
You mentioned the Montreal office, the research presence there. That's been open since 2009, as you said. Why Montreal for a global research hub? And can you tell us a little bit more about what goes on there? I know, speaking from a member of the press's point of view, we frequently see stuff from you guys that's referencing, you know, stuff that's been dug up, discovered, dealt with through that Montreal research hub.
Sure. It really started out as a kind of partnership with the Polytechnic University in Montreal, where we really set up a project with them to do some cutting-edge research into malware. But we very quickly found that there was a real abundance of quality people in the Montreal area, mostly due in part because I think there's about six universities between in an eight-kilometer radius from the Polytechnic University. So it just made sense with that amount of information and with the partnership to really open up an office there. And they are unique in that they're strictly a research center. So they do no sales-related activities at all. They just do some cutting-edge research into malware and publish information, white papers. We have a site called We Live Security. So they share information just to kind of make sure that businesses, really anybody, is up to date with their knowledge on cybersecurity.
All right. So a little bit more than a year in the Canadian market in terms of the sales and marketing office in Toronto. Where are you at in terms of staffing today? And can you give me a feel for sort of the balance of the business for ESET in Canada today, sort of between the consumer side of thing and the enterprise business side of things?
So our business in Canada is split about 45% consumer and 55% business, with the majority of that business really focused on SMB, which is another reason we felt ESET should have an office in Canada. Our solutions really fit well into the SMB marketplace. Yes, we have technologies that expand, that can scale up into enterprise. And in a lot of countries around the world, we are definitely an enterprise player. Mm-hmm. You know, given the uniqueness of the Canadian market, where a significant number of companies are SMB, we fit very well into that. Our products are lightweight. They don't ask a lot of the consumer or the small business as far as hardware, et cetera. So there was a great fit there. And also, our go-to-market strategy fits very well with the Canadian market. We are a channel-led company. We have no end-user reps at all. We rely on the channel partners to really go out and push our brand in Canada. As far as I should mention, as far as staffing, our office had its official opening April of last year. We started out with, I think, about five employees when they actually officially opened the doors. And start on this coming Monday, our 15th employee will walk through the door. So we've tripled in the number of people just in the sales office. And we just recently moved our research center from the Polytechnic University into their own office, 7,000 square feet downtown Montreal. I believe they're closing in on about 15 employees as well. So not just in sales and actual people, we've more than tripled in size.
Security, you know, has been such a hot topic for the channel for such a very long time. And increasingly, I mean, it used to be you'd talk about the impact of internet security and technology security related issues of the business pages, you know, the CEOs and CFOs of the world. Increasingly in recent months, it's even been in the political pages. What do you see as sort of the big trends, the things that are going to be shaping the security landscape, where you guys are heading and where the channel's heading in terms of how it seeks to mitigate these issues for its customers?
So I don't think you can talk about any security trends without talking about the Internet of Things. You know, IoT is, I guess, the buzzword. And that's really where we see this going. I mean, the edge of the network has expanded out to the point where we're no longer talking about desktops or laptops or even smartphones. We're not talking about people's refrigerators. I mean, I've got a four-year-old at home. There's only three of us in the house, and I believe we probably have a dozen devices that are connected to the internet at any given time. You know, three iPads, a couple of smartphones, two laptops, a couple of TVs, right? So yeah. Really that's where we see it going. You know, and specifically it needs to be small businesses that are conscious of this trend, because the small business owner, odds are he's got a laptop or a smartphone or a tablet that he's going to bring home with him, and he may in fact be checking his sales. He may be looking at his HR records or his payroll connected to his home network, right? And that makes him vulnerable. So really the Internet of Things is really what's going to drive change in the cybersecurity world.
On the personal device and the business device kind of side of things, what are you telling your partners in terms of what they should be telling their end users about the devices that they're using to connect to the internet and what they need to do to stay ahead as much as they can of security?
Yeah, and it is definitely difficult to stay ahead. You know, the challenge that we all have in the cybersecurity world is the partners, the vendors, we need to be right 100% of the time, 100 out of 100, where the bad guys really just need to be right once. So what we tell partners and what we tell them to kind of educate their customers is that you cannot be too paranoid when it comes to security. Probably one of the biggest problems or one of the easiest fixes is passwords. Right? A lot of these internet IoT devices, such as home routers or even the smartphones or even smartphones, et cetera, people use the same password for every device, or they don't go in and change the default passwords. You know, only about 45% of cyber attacks are actually malicious. The rest of it is human error, and that can be just as simple as not changing your password or sharing your password with somebody for one device, not realizing that the same password lets everybody into everything you have. So, you know, that's probably the number one thing. The second thing we tell them is consumers, customers, small businesses, even large businesses, they really need to find a partner, somebody that they can trust for their security needs. You know, small businesses need to worry about doing business. They need to find somebody they can trust with their security problems and hand it off and really have a value-added partner when it comes to that kind of thing. They just can't do it by themselves.
Mm. We touched a little bit on the research center in Montreal earlier. Can you share a little bit of sort of what's the latest to come out of there? You know, you shared sort of how it's expanded, moved into its own space.
Yep.
But in terms of what they're focused on, what they're discovering, what they're getting out there and dealing with, can you share some of the sort of latest things that have been going on?
Sure, actually, I'm glad you asked, because there was actually something actually in the news just 2 days ago on March 28th. The very first person was arrested and actually pleaded guilty to conspiracy to violate computer fraud based on something called Operation Windigo. That was just in the news 2 days ago. So that's some of the kind of things that they do in the Montreal office. So it started a few years ago where they actually did some research and published a paper, an extensive report labeled Operation Windigo. And this operation really looked at malicious actors that attacked tens of thousands of Linux servers, and they sent out a massive amount of spam, 35 million spam emails per day. Then they ended up teaming up with the FBI, and through that collaboration with the FBI, they actually charged somebody. So it's very rare that these things actually get to the point where you see somebody actually get arrested, get charged, go to jail.
Yeah.
So through work that the Research Center did years ago, the FBI has actually finally charged and somebody pleaded guilty March 28, 2017. So that's the kind of things they do.
Switching gears and chatting a little bit, sort of partnering with ESET. You know, you mentioned you're a channel-led company. Can you tell us a little bit about the sort of channel base for ESET as it stands now in Canada?
So, again, we have a very loyal group of partners. We have approximately 400 partners across Canada that really have been loyal to ESET before we even had partner account managers or a Canadian sales office in-country. You know, one of the reasons I think we have such a loyal base of partners is there is no channel conflict, if you will, channel-led. There's never a point where ESET takes direct business. You know, we lean on our partners to push our brand and push our products. We obviously hope to expand that across Canada. Right? We give partners many, many reasons to kind of partner with us, not the least of which is we believe we offer a superior product that is 100% channel focused for the Canadian market.
Okay, and I presume that is primarily in that sort of SMB part of the market, as well as probably touching into the consumer side of things a bit, but primarily that's in that SMB space that those partners are operating.
Yeah. Yes, and yes, absolutely. We do offer our consumer products through our partners. There's no certifications we don't make them jump through hoops to become an ESET partner. We do have a partner program that we hope that it will join. Part of that partner program is they have access to resources such as online training, but also things like volume incentive rebates, etc. So, you know, one of the nice things about ESET is there is no certifications required to go and sell our product, be it consumer or business. And we will definitely, now that we have Canadian presence and Canadian partner account managers, joint calls, things like that.
All right. What do you look for in a partner, or what does sort of the ideal ESET partner look like? What are you looking for in terms of skill sets, focus, those kinds of things?
So we're definitely looking for a partner that has some type of security practice already in place. It's difficult for a partner just to kind of spool one up from doing printers and laptops to all of a sudden have a security practice. So we want them to have some base knowledge of security. But in truth, we want them to have to lead with ESET to be a true partner. We don't want to have a partner that just takes orders. We want them to actually deliver some services. We want them to stand by their what they deliver, right? And we want to work with them. So a kind of ideal partner would be somebody that delivers value, not just product.
Coverage-wise, do you think you've got the country pretty well covered at this point, or are there regions where you're still looking for additional support in addition to sort of building up the ranks, as it were?
So we definitely could use some help in Western Canada just because we don't have an office there, and we're still covering that area of Canada out of the Toronto office. Very strong in the Eastern region, and mostly that's because we had that Montreal Research Center there. So we were very strong in that area and had more brand recognition before we actually had an office. We've decided to open up this office in Toronto just because of the location being close to the major airport in Canada, et cetera. But so we'll be looking to expand into Western Canada. The hope is down the road we will have a Western sales office. I don't believe it'll be a full sales and marketing office, but a remote office to support Western Canada as well. And obviously, that's where we're focusing on most of our partner development, right? Because we don't have coverage, even more so we lean on partners in Western Canada to really deliver our products and deliver our brand.
Gotcha. Okay. And I guess, can you share your elevator pitch, as it were, with partners? Why should I, as a solution provider, partner with ESET on the security side?
So first and foremost, I think they can have faith in the product and the services they deliver. You know, ESET's actually just recently has won their 100th VB100 award in a row. So I think we're the only security vendor that actually has 100 VB100 awards. So first and foremost, good product that the partner can have faith that they're delivering to their customers. You know, second, we have a very lucrative partner program. Again, no partner conflicts, no joint business plans, MDF funds. We want to really help our partners grow our business and grow their joint business.
And in terms of training and enablement and those sorts of things?
So that is one of the reasons we've actually set up an agreement recently with Ingram Micro as our exclusive Canadian broadline distributor. Mm-hmm. We really like the fact that they can actually deliver training for us. As you can imagine, being in the Toronto office, it's difficult for us to cover all of Canada.
Yep.
But Ingram Micro has field reps and offices all the way from Montreal all the way to Vancouver. So we will, in fact, lean on them to help us train our partners. We'll train Ingram. Ingram will train our partners. And partners are used to dealing with Ingram for those type of things. So that's one of the reasons we set that up.
I presume Ingram will also be a recruitment and partner development kind of engine for you.
Absolutely. I mean, as a broadline distributor, Ingram Micro has thousands of partners that do business with them. So we will definitely be leaning in Ingram Micro to help us get in front of SMB Alliance partners, TrustX Alliance members, things like that.
You describe a channel of sort of about 400 members to date in Canada. Can you sort of share a little bit of your philosophy around sort of size and scale of channel? What you have today sounds like a manageable kind of core loyalist group. I'm curious how big tent you see this the program becoming over the near future.
So obviously, ESET would like to be the number one security supplier in Canada down the road. Right now, we're number five globally, but we don't really want to focus on Canada as a specific region. You know, our growth plans are we would like to at least double the number of partners we have in Canada before the end of 2017. And I really think with making this investment in the Canadian office, hopefully looking at putting people in place in Western Canada in the second half of 2017, and having this partnership with Ingram Micro Canada, that doubling the number of partners doing business with us is not out of the question for 2017.
All right. I think that gives us a feel for the expansion plans you have. Pretty aggressive stuff. Before we wrap this up, any parting shots you want to give to the Canadian channel community?
So I just want to reiterate that we're a Canadian, we're a channel-led company that's made the investment in Canada. We have no end-user reps, so we really, when we talk about being channel-led, it's a true partnership with ESET. We don't sell direct. We rely 100% on partners to push our brand out there. We rely on them to find us customers and help us support our customers. So it's a true partnership with ESET.
All right. Jim, appreciate your taking the time. I'm sure we'll chat again soon.
Thank you. It was a pleasure speaking to you.
So there you have it, a look inside ESET's Canadian operations. I'd like to thank James for joining us, and thank ESET Canada for joining us as a sponsor this year to help keep bringing the site to you. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back again very soon with some more from the biggest names in the Canadian channel community. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.